KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, 19 degrees. We'll look for a chance of a few flurries today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, a high of 22. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. Received a total of 4 inches of snowfall here in Atlantic yesterday, with 3.8 inches of that following after our 24-hour cutoff of 7 a.m. Messina had reported 3.5 inches of snowfall. In area news, 2 Harlan firefighters were injured at the scene of a residential structure fire Monday morning. According to our sister station KNOD, the firefighters were hurt when they fell on the ice near the blaze at 902 Tarkington Street in Harlan. No other injuries were reported. The fire occurred at around 9:40 a.m. The house was a total loss. Officials say the blaze started in the northwest corner of the home in a storage area. The cause of the fire was under investigation. Crews from Westphalia and Avoca fire departments provided mutual aid to Harlan. Harlan police officers and medevac also assisted at the scene. The firefighters were there for a little more than 4 hours. The American Red Cross was called in to assist the family with their housing needs. The family of 5 lost everything in the fire and are in need of immediate clothing. The father wears a size large shirt and pants that are 30 by 36. The mother wears a medium shirt and size 7 pants. There are also 3 children, a boy who wears size 4T, a girl that wears a size 2T, and a one-month-old girl that wears 0 to 3 month sizes. Any children's toys or books that can be used in a rather confined space would also be appreciated. Food was being provided to the family by the Iowa Community Kitchen. Any donations can be left off at Christ's Church at the corner of 12th and Lincoln, across from the Elmcrest Community Retirement Community in Harlan. Financial donations and other clothing may be left with the Town and Country Credit Union on Chatburn Avenue in Harlan. An accident involving a snowplow last Thursday evening in Atlantic sent one person to the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Atlantic police said yesterday the plow, driven by Nicholas Myers of Atlantic, was pushing snow in the parking lot near the Salvation Army building and had turned to go west at the north end of the lot when a pedestrian, Joel Dory of Anita, was struck by the plow. Myers told police he came around a pole and didn't see Dory until he got around the obstruction. He applied the brakes, but the truck slid and hit Dory, who was transported to CCMH to be treated for undisclosed injuries. Police said also no injuries were reported following an accident that happened around 11:40 a.m. December 23rd at 9th and Walnut Streets in Atlantic. A vehicle driven by Michelle Miller of Lewis was traveling south on Walnut and approaching 9th Street when her vehicle was struck by one driven by Megan Travis of Council Bluffs. After the accident, Travis was traveling west on 9th Street, stopped at the intersection, but then didn't see Miller's vehicle and continued into the intersection. Damage from the collision amounted to $6,000. Deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a one-vehicle accident on Highland Road Christmas Day. Officials say a 2014 Ford F-250 driven by 35-year-old Nathan Thielen of Atlantic was eastbound on Highland Road when he lost control. The pickup entered the south ditch and hit a power pole and then a concrete culvert. The power pole snapped off from the impact. No injuries were reported. Damage amounted to $13,000 altogether. Thielen was cited for failure to maintain control. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office reports several recent arrests. On Sunday, 21-year-old Zachary Vance of Griswold was arrested on a charge of OWI first offense. He was later released on his own recognizance. And on Saturday, deputies arrested 3 individuals as the result of a check on a vehicle stopped alongside the road near Cold Springs State Park near Lewis. 24-year-old Alex Garside, 20-year-old Aaron Garside, and 20-year-old Nathan Jarray, all of Atlantic, were arrested for possession of controlled substance, marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Alex Garside was also charged with OWI first offense. All 3 of those subjects were later released on their own recognizance. In our funeral announcements, Margaret Maggie Vanderheiden, age 88, of Dexter, died December 17th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A memorial service for Maggie Vanderheiden will be today at 1 o'clock at the Dexter American Legion Building. Johnson Family Funeral Home Dexter Chapel has the arrangements. Deanna Nissen, age 66, of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Deanna Nissen will be Wednesday at 2 o'clock. At the Exira Lutheran Church in Exira, Kessler Funeral Home in Exira is in charge of the arrangements. Louis Baudler, age 84, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Louis Baudler will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Sarah Beth Cambidge, age 42, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Sarah Cambidge will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Catherine Krause, age 96, of Anita, died Friday in Ames. A prayer service for Catherine Krause will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Bertha Pedersen, age 90, of rural Messina, died Saturday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Bertha Pedersen will be Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Albert Peterson, age 70, who's formerly of Adair, died December 18th in Johnston. A memorial service for Albert Peterson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Canby Friends Church in Canby. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. Helen Means, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Saturday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Helen Means will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lee Thompson, age 83, of Exira, died Saturday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Lee Thompson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vivian Dahl, age 93, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Greenfield Rehab and Health Care Center. Private family services will be held for Vivian Dahl. Steen Funeral Home is assisting the family. And Betty Opperman, age 87, of Manning, died Monday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Services for Betty Opperman are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.